Neda Hayes joins us for a kōrero. Neda is not only celebrating International Nursing Day and celebrating nurses in her local community, but also the mark that she's making on the world stage with her research. She is from Kahungunu and is going to be presenting at a nursing conference in Canada in a month or two about Māori experiences of kidney transplantation. Thank you for joining us on the program today, Neda. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dau. Kei te pēhea koe.
Kei te pai, Neda. And it's something that I'm sort of familiar with, kidney transplants and our people. It's been a bit of a vexed issue too, some comfortable with the process, others not so. But it is so important and life-changing, life-saving for those whose kidneys have faltered. Perhaps you could just set our conversation up by telling us a little about your own experience as a nurse,
and what
sort of steered you into studying with a sharper focus about Māori experiences of kidney transplantation, please, Neda?
Ai, Dale, he uri ahau no ngai tūhoi me ngā te awa me ngā te kahununu, kei ahuriri ahau e noho ana. So I was born in Kawirau in the Bay of Plenty, and in the late 70s, we actually made our way down as a whānau to Hawke's Bay and have been here ever since. So I would like to just put a bit of background to it. I come from a whānau that do suffer the effects of kidney disease. And as a child, you never really pick it up or, you know, understand it. But we spent a lot of time at Waikato at the dialysis unit there. We had aunties and uncles who would pass away way before they were expected to pass away. And I didn't really understand it or know very much until a bit later on in life when I decided to become a nurse. My mother was a nurse in Whakatane in the 50s, and I swore to her that I would never be a nurse. And then there you go, I end up being a mature student to nursing. So the way I got into it and the way I was actually inspired is really through the privilege of education. And going into nursing, I started to notice, in particular, I became an intensive care nurse in the Hastings Hospital. And organ donation discussions that happen within our hospital would be that there would be a sort of a hesitation to kōrero with whānau about potential donation processes. And in that context, it was about catastrophic events, so not particularly kidney transplantation. And so I wanted to know why this was happening. So I did a little study within the unit, and sort of it came down to staff biases in whether we empower our whānau to have that conversation and the respect that we should give to whānau about their own health. And that led to a whole lot of opportunities that opened up. I started digging a little bit deeper, and really when you're motivated at that kind of level of nursing, you need to have a very strong why. And my why is that my father and his siblings passed away from complications related to kidney disease. So, that really drove me. I'm also, I have kidney disease, and my daughter has it as well. So it wasn't just back in the day when these things were happening. It's right at my level of generation. So what I did was I jumped on a research team, and I must say that I am part of a team. And we... actually, myself and another professor, she helped me to interview whānau Māori all over the country about their lived experiences of kidney transplantation and what the system is like for them and how they navigate it and how they feel about it. And the main things that came away from it was that there was implicit and explicit experiences of racism, and that The main thing they wanted us to take away is that patients and whānau strongly advocate for co-development of Indigenous strength-based cultural responsive approach to education and treatment options. So that's mana motuhake over our health. That's giving us the ability to make decisions that are full of informed consent. How did I get onto this kaupapa? Because it's it's quite difficult for Māori to talk about, is I went home and I spoke to my own whānau and what our beliefs were. And things are changing. If you look at Mason Drury, he has quoted that when you get to the point where you're facing your own fear of dying early, you start to really look at what is important and what the values in your whānau are. And if it is to look at kidney transplantation, then you do that. And there is a monolithic Māori worldview that we don't donate, but if you look at the research, we do. So I do think we need people to stop assuming that we don't do this and then take that power away from us and give us the options. And if we do say kaore, that's fine, but at least it was an informed consent. And so I'm taking all this research knowledge to Montreal next month with 5 other Māori nurses to present Indigenous research.
Which is pretty special, and yours is but one area, but it's a fascinating area that you touch on. And look, Nada, thank you for letting us into the reality of how this has affected your own whānau. I mean, it's so tragic, really, when we look back at what could have been done that wasn't done, and practices of yesteryear that could and should be improved. So one of the issues you discovered was literally asking the question about kidney transplants, and we would take that as a given, but seemingly sort of an institutionalised bias by those working at the coalface resulted in them overlooking that very basic of questions regarding transplants for our own people. We've had to take the bull by the horns somewhat, and you're suggesting a bi-Māori, for-Māori approach. Can you elaborate on that, thinking how it might differ to what you've witnessed in the hospital setting over the years?
What I have done is, over the years, because I was I held a resource role within intensive care as an organ donation link nurse, which means that I am, as a nurse, I can liaise with the organisation that prepares workups for people. And what came out of it is that there's a huge lack in Māori workforce. So that's one thing. So if you aren't seeing Māori doctors and nurses and health providers where you are in the moments where you need somebody who looks like you to care for you, then there's a barrier there. I have offered after my small study that I did that we need to really look at raising the equity within those organisations so that we do have those perspectives and we do have the lenses to advocate for Māori, because historically Māori go to hospital thinking they're going to die. And I say that with my chest out, because my 82-year-old mama from Tūhoe absolutely does not like going to hospital because she thinks that's the end of the line for her. To have this conversation with her when I first started nursing and talking about organ donation, and she would, you know, put her nose up and look away and not want to kōrero about it. But over the years, it's become a normal conversation in our whare, with my children, you know, my siblings. It's become so normalised that now she's saying, actually, if my mokopuna are disadvantaged because they have this disease and they need a transplantation, whether it be living or deceased, I'm going to advocate for it. Because in a way, Dale, this disease is going to, it's like genocide. It's going to kill Māori silently, as of many of the chronic conditions that we have out there. And I just see it as a, you know, if we don't increase Māori workforce in these organisations to discuss it, if we don't normalise this kōrero in our marae, in our whānau, we're gonna die. And I don't want to perpetuate the 7.5 years that I'm going to die early just because I'm Māori and the increased risk of having kidney disease. You know, you have to really throw your chest out and you stand up to people who not stand up, but you share this information so that they can process it and go away and think about it. And when I talk to whānau and I talk to their kids about, you know, out of work, I make it a very normal conversation because people are frightened and fear will stop us from having that kōrero.
It's such an important kōrero, and as I touched on in the introduction, it is life-saving. And so more of our people need to realise how we can contribute. There is an apparent stigma about organ donation, which needs to be overcome. Are we seeing positive signs going forward? I know you interviewed 40 people here, and the fact that we're talking yes. about it publicly and you're taking it to Canada is so vital. Are we seeing improved circumstances and a willingness from our people to contribute?
The Hawke's Bay transplant coordinator, Maren Jones, she is from Ngāti Rā Kaipaka, and she's a very good colleague, and she has said to me that 5 out of 6 live kidney transplantation and deceased last year within Hawke's Bay were Māori. So that, I know it doesn't sound like much, but the fact that we've dominated that amount in the transplantation space, who survived it, it's getting to that point, Dale, that is difficult. It's waiting till you're so sick that you can't function and that it's become your way of life, and then getting to that point. And the conversations are really hard for whānau to have, especially in the live space, the live transplantation, because some whānau are afraid that that kidney could be kept for later on if things develop and they need it, so they become deceased, you know, they're on the deceased donation list. And then there are some that just feel reluctant to even approach the conversation because they're whakama, and yet you see people living their lives shackled to a dialysis machine. And the cost of dialysis compared to a kidney transplantation is stupid money. It's in the $200,000 to $300,000 a year per person to stay on dialysis, where a kidney transplantation, which is your gold standard for this, is far less. So in a health system that we're pouring money into dialysis when we could be, but then, you know, we go back to it is your choice, it is your informed choice, and we always must maintain that our whānau have the final say and that we empower them to have that say.
There's also perhaps a misconception that, that by donating a kidney it's something of a death sentence to the donor. I mean, we can get by with one, can't we?
We can, but, you know, like, it's a process of, you know, your health professionals really looking at the other, because you do have associated risks with other conditions, you know, because sometimes it's not just an isolated condition. You do have, you know, there could be cardiac issues, there could be other things. So I think it's really up to your team to wrap themselves around you and have your best interest and advocate for you with other teams. That's really important that happens. And having Māori on in those spaces is what gives it the depth. I recently did our beautiful mahi atua training a few years ago, and learned pūrākau that links us quite closely to donation processes within our creation stories. And I needed that. I needed to be able to link this, what's happening now, to something that's happened, you know, in our stories. And I was able to find that. So when I do kōrero face-to-face with people, I like to start with that because I think it's really important to remember that we are Māori and we do rely on our stories and our pūrākau to guide us with what's going on today. And it's made me very it's made me very settled in that space. But, you know, I'm always up for the challenge for a good conversation and sharing that information.
Well, it's been a fascinating conversation, and I thank you for the work that you've put into this and your colleagues in this report. And so proud that we have such a strong contingent of our people who'll be presenting in Canada in July. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero about this. It's a hugely important kaupapa that doesn't get the media traction it deserves, but by bringing it on stage, more of us can try and position where we might be should the occasion arise where we could help or at least talk it through openly and frankly. It's been a pleasure sharing some time with you. Thanks so much for your time today, Nada.
Thank you, Dale.
Tēnā koe tuhine. Ngā mihi. That is registered nurse Nada Hayes.